Dr. Pam Popper, 614-523-8716. Good morning, everybody. A recent study published in the New England Journal of Medicine showed that type 2 diabetes progresses faster and it's harder to treat in children and adolescents. Not really surprising, but hopefully it will inspire maybe more parents and caregivers to mobilize and address children's health issues more constructively because they're certainly indicative of a serious problem. Only a few years ago, children didn't develop type 2 diabetes, and in fact, until only recently, it was called adult onset type 2 diabetes, and the adult onset term has been dropped as more and more young people are diagnosed. It's just no longer a disease of older people. Now, in reference to this particular study, researchers treated 699 young diabetics between the ages of 10 and 17 with three different protocols. And I just have to say, the idea of a diabetic child age 10, I've certainly seen plenty of them, but I'll never get used to it. It's just horrifying to me. Anyway, three different protocols were used, and the conclusion was that none of the options worked very well in this particular age group. Within a few years, almost half of the kids had to take daily insulin shots in order to control blood sugar. For more than half, metformin was useless in controlling blood sugar by itself. The researchers added one-on-one counseling for the patients taking metformin, and the results were not much better. Adding Avandia as a second drug did result in improvement, but treatment with both drugs, metformin and Avandia, failed 39% of the time. Now, this is particularly concerning. Even the use of this drug is concerning because cardiovascular disease kills most diabetics, and the longer they have the disease, the higher the risk. So children who aren't treated properly are almost certain to develop coronary artery disease, and taking Avandia significantly increases the risk even more. And I also have to say I'm positive, based on what I've seen in medical articles, journal articles, that the dietary counseling that these kids and or their families were getting was probably quite useless as well. You might remember last week I sent out a message talking about the Cochrane Collaboration's findings that most dietary counseling that's going on out there, diet and lifestyle counseling, is useless, and I agree. What is most disappointing to me is the response to this information. Editorials have been published not only in medical journals and on medical sites, but also in publications like the New York Times. And the writers claim that obesity and diabetes are inherited diseases and we can't do anything about the epidemic. In other words, the helpless victim theory, that mean and nasty politicians refuse to fund public programs to prevent and treat obesity and diabetes. And as I mentioned, these have been totally ineffective, so withholding funding is an appropriate measure, and that more research and drugs are needed. We don't need more research, and we certainly don't need more drugs. We do need to address the problem systemically and to use a best practices approach. And this means implementing programs proven to prevent and reverse diabetes. In other words, a low-fat, whole foods, plant-based diet. The refusal to do this is based on the USDA's desire to protect farmers, the government's insistence on protecting the drug and device makers, the conflicts of interest inherent in groups that should be working to solve this problem, like the American Dietetic Association and the American Diabetes Association, both of whom take enormous amounts of money from sponsors who make products that diabetics shouldn't consume, and the refusal of members of the healthcare profession to learn the right information. And there are exceptions, of course, but these institutions are basically stating that protecting their interests is more important than protecting our children. And this should make everybody furious and cause us to just rise up and do something about it. We'll continue our efforts to educate people and to get people angry enough that things can and will change. So in any case, you know, I've been talking about this epidemic of diabetes in children for a long time. Not new, not surprising. Ineffective treatments. They don't work on adults either, by the way, I must insert, but even more, or less effective, I should say, in children, and more motivation to do something different. That's all for now, and have a great day.